6 degrees at 9:04. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. You're listening to WPLN News. Tennessee's new ban on certain THC products has cost the state more than $54 million in tax revenue so far. WPLN's Mariana Bacchiao reports the ban took effect last month, but the numbers show that deadline had an overall chilling effect on the state's hemp industry.
Tennessee has only collected 3% of the total amount it was anticipating from a new hemp tax. Last year, state lawmakers approved both the new tax and a ban on THCA. That meant an end to the hemp industry's most profitable products like smokable flower and full-spectrum CBD, and an end to many Tennessee businesses. But the chilling effect began earlier this year, creating a $54 million hole in the budget, which so far has been patched by surpluses in business and sales tax. Mariana Bacchiao, WPLN News.
Shelbyville and Bedford County have been locked in a fight over how much city sales tax revenue should go to the county school district. Now a state appeals court is ruling in favor of the city's stance. Back in the 70s, city and county officials entered into a handshake deal to share a portion of Shelbyville's sales tax revenue. WGNS reports the money was designated for the construction and maintenance of under a specific school building project. But the parties did not agree to an end date for the revenue sharing. And after the last project's debt was paid off in 1999, the city continued the practice. But in recent years, Shelbyville officials have decided to stop sharing funds after the current fiscal year. The county accused them of wrongfully terminating the contract, but the Tennessee Court of